Thank you, Patrick. Dr. Terrence S. Woodson earned his undergraduate degree from the King's College. He holds the THM from here at Dallas and also the DMIN. He is currently working on his MA in professional counseling and about to complete that. Is that correct? About to complete that. Dr. Woodson pastors Bethel Bible Fellowship and serves as the advisor to African American students here on campus. He is also considered adjunct faculty here at Dallas. He is married to V. Woodson and has four sons and two wonderful daughters-in-law. And I'm pleased to be able to call him my friend. I've gotten to know Terry this year, and he's a blessing to me. So Doc, you come, as I call you. Doc, you come and share with us, and we look forward to hearing you. God bless you.
Well, good morning, all 20 of us. Well, it's a privilege to be here today. It's a privilege to share in chapel, and chapel's always a fun experience. It's my first time sharing in summer chapel, and boy, oh boy, where is everybody? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. We only have a few minutes. I have 12 minutes, so we're going to do what we have to do in 12 minutes. Father God, we love you. And as that song that Patrick played was so convicting, help us to love like you loved. You loved us even though we were undeserving of your love, Father, and thank you so much for who you are. I thank you, Father, for Dallas Seminary, and I thank you, Lord, for my colleagues here, and especially for those who work with me in the student services. Let's continue to bless us and encourage us in Christ's name, amen. I do want to give a shout out to Dr. Griffin. He's a good man. He's a good man to talk to when things are going well. And if things are going bumpy, well, you might not want to talk to him. He's a good man. Turn things, if you will, to Proverbs chapter 31. This is probably the only instance in Proverbs where a mother is having a conversation with her son. Usually the son is having a conversation with his father and throughout the book of Proverbs. But here a mother is having a conversation with her son. And it's interesting, the son's a prince. He may even be the king. But it's interesting what mama says to him. And I remember for myself going home to my mother's house and going into the kitchen, sitting around the table, and having a conversation with mama. And those conversations are conversations you remember for the rest of your life, especially as you're old and mama's old and you're looking at each other and she tells you about life. And you will never forget those conversations, good conversations. I remember going to my grandmother's house and she had the soap operas on, Days of Our Lives and General Hospital. I think she watched the first episode of all those things. But you walk into her house and she always had something cooking on the stove and made you relax, and we talked about life. And here we're going to eavesdrop on a conversation that a mother has with her son. We can't look at all the points, but we can look at the third one. The first one, she tells her son, watch out for those women. Watch out for those fast women, because they can distract you from what God has called you to do. The second conversation she has with him is, watch out for that, don't get inebriated. Watch out for what you drink. Watch out for addictions, if you put it in today's terms. But I want to focus on that third conversation that he has with her. Proverbs chapter 31. We want to look at verse 8. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and the needy. I had my office for a while in South Dallas, and across from our office was a big house that was owned by James K. Wilson. Big house. Across from the house was a crack house. And so I got to look out my window every day and watch the activity at this crack house. And it's interesting. You saw the prostitutes going in and out. You saw the homeless going in and out. You saw some church folk going in and out. And that's interesting that we drove up one day and my secretary said, ooh, there's a vehicle of one of our church members. Ooh. I'm going to sit out and wait for him to come back out and see how he's doing. I said, I really wouldn't do that if I were you. You know, he was getting his fix, and no one knew that he was involved in that. But one thing I learned from that experience, that people are people. And we need to remember that people are people. There was a guy by the name of Ronnie. He lived in a boat across the street behind that crack house. 30 degrees, 20 degrees, he was living in a boat. 15 degrees, 40 degrees, 100 degrees, he was living in this boat. And I found out that Ronnie was a man who was just a man, even though he was destitute. One day he asked me, he says, Preacher, that was my name in the neighborhood, I was Preacher. Preacher, my mama's coming to town. And I want you to tell my mama that everything's okay with me. I said, wow, wow. Never met his mother. She never came. He was all excited about his mama coming to see him, but she never came. But he had a need to be validated, a need to be affirmed that he was okay. And then here I was, a man of influence in that community, and I would validate for him with his mother. What does this proverb tell us that we need to learn? Verse 8, the mother is talking to her son, the prince, soon to be the king, and he says, use your influence in the lives of people who are poor, destitute, needy. Use your influence. Speak up, he says, for those who cannot speak for themselves. For the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and the needy. There are about four different categories of the poor that Scripture talks about. In Zechariah 7:10, he looks at these categories, the poor, the needy, the orphan, and the alien. You know, when you think about these categories of people, Scripture, there's a good verse I'm going to read for you about each one of these categories. We need to have sensitivity and continued sensitivity for those who are poor around us. There are a lot of folks who are poor. The middle class is shrinking, and folks who are in the middle class are slipping down into the lower class. And we're people of influence, like that prince. We're people of influence, and we need to speak loudly for those who can't speak for themselves. And we need to do it with a sense of care and a sense of love, a sense of justice. But speak for those who cannot speak for themselves. A couple scriptures for you. The widows and the orphans there in James 1:27. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this. Look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. The poor, Deuteronomy 15:11, there will always be poor people in the land. Therefore, I command you to be open-handed towards your brothers and toward the poor and the needy in your land. Isaiah 1:17, learn to do right, seek justice, encourage the oppressed, defend the cause of the fatherless, plead the cause of the widow. And then the alien. We probably have the most trouble in our society now dealing with aliens and so much talk, especially during this election season. But look what Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 17 through 19 says about the alien. For the Lord our God is God of gods, the Lord of lords, the great God, almighty and awesome, who shows no partiality, accepts no bribes. He defends the cause of the fatherless and the widow and loves the alien, giving him food and clothing. And you are to love those who are aliens, for you yourselves were aliens in Egypt. There's a guy who cleans out our church. I pastor a church up in Carrollton. There's a guy who cleans by the name of Jose. He's been cleaning about 4 or 5 years. And he's from Mexico. And he comes in, he cleans, and when I'm there, we always have about a 5-minute conversation. You can learn a lot from a person in a 5-minute conversation. And I would encourage you, with people who are different than you, stop and have a conversation. You'll be amazed at what you can learn and how that stretches you, just having a short conversation. So we have a conversation. And one time, we're talking about his children. He has a son and he has a daughter. His son came by the office, and I pulled his son aside, and I asked his son, well, what do you want to do when you grow up? He's 12 years old, big guy. He says, I want to be an auto mechanic. And his father was listening. I said, an auto mechanic? Why don't you own the auto shop? Think bigger than just being a mechanic. Own the auto shop. And his father was listening. His broken English, he was listening. So one day, Jose and I were there, and he was cleaning the windows, and I walked in the door, and I said, hey, man, how you doing? He said, I was working at this large church. He described this large church here in the area where he cleans. And I wanted to make an appointment with the pastor to talk about a problem that existed in his church. So the secretary said, make an appointment, and I set the appointment, came to see him, walked in the room, and the secretary said, I'm sorry, the pastor called. He doesn't have time to talk to you. And that crushed that man. That here he was, concerned about the interests of the church, wanted to talk to the pastor, and the pastor was too busy to talk to him. But he said, you know, every time I come here, you always have time for me, he said. I said, time for you? He said, yeah, we had these little short conversations. And they mean so much. They mean so much. Matter of fact, I asked my wife, we're looking for a church. I said, well, come here. Can we do that? I mean, we're different than you. Come here. Come here. You'll be welcome. Influence. You're people of influence. You're people of influence. Use your influence to touch lives of people who can't speak for themselves. God's going to move you around the world and use your contacts, use your relationships. Touch people who are not like you. Different parts of the world, different parts of society, different class than you, different culture than you, different race than you. Use your influence to touch them, to minister to them, to love them. 10:30, let's pray. Father, we love you. It's just good to be here. It's good to be in your house. Father, encourage each one of us as students and faculty and staff that's here today to be men and women who are open to not only teach truth, but to love well. We love you, Father, in Christ's name. Amen.